Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Sandile Swane is a political analyst joining us this morning. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning to you, Howard, and to your listeners. Thank you.
So, around the world, we look very intensely at other political leaders, if they've got a plaster in the back of their neck or not. Either way, back home, I think we need more than a plaster to sort out our situation. I would like to ask you about the situation with Dr. Zwelithini Mkhize, because in many ways, it's an absolute horror. Here was a guy that had insight more than any of us did as to what COVID could do and what COVID was potentially going to do to our country. And he's the very guy who seems to have taken advantage of it. Where to from here?
The question is that Zwelithini Mkhize knew better than all of us the damage that COVID-19 could possibly do to South Africa, yet he took certain reckless action. Now, I want to, my comment on that would be this. Since the times of the Nelson Mandela presidency and the appointment of the Heath Commission, Mandela himself said corruption in the ANC, in government, in business in South Africa is out of control. Our people were coming into an environment, coming out of apartheid, with extreme poverty, extreme deprivation. And the comrades in the African National Congress started stealing money then. Zwelithini Mkhize was amongst them from the start. When you look at the latest pattern, he joined the local government. After joining the local government, he transferred himself. He was transferred to the Department of Health. In the Department of Health, He was stealing money, in local government, stealing money, and that is what the report says. So the heartlessness in terms of the daily plight, we're the most unequal society in the world. We have record levels of unemployment, record levels of poverty, and yet our ministers and the leaders of the African National Congress and their business associates have never thought once to stop of stealing money from the state. And Zwelithini Mkhize, as National Treasurer or Treasurer General of the African National Congress, his principal job was to steal the money.
Wow, it's absolutely frightening. What choices does the president have now with regard to Mkhize?
Well, the president has got choices, but the choices are very narrow. First of all, there's a civil case against him, against Zwelithini Mkhize, which is quite clear that he's going to lose that civil case. Which the recovery of funds, which further proves his guilt in the matter of stealing funds from the state. Two, it's going to be followed by a criminal case. The criminal case is also going to result in a situation where Zwelithini Mkhize is imprisoned whilst he's still in office. So the president can try to dilly-dally and beat about the bush, but what is going to happen, either he's going to fire Zwelithini Mkhize from office, or the police have got to fetch him in office and throw him into prison.
Does the president have the strength to do that?
I think the president has got the strength to do that, and this strength is not his own strength. It's the strength of circumstances. As I'm saying, whether he likes to keep Zwelithini Mkhize in office or not, it's no longer in his hands, because the law, the court, and we have to assume that the court and the law and the police acting independently, that our justice is impartial. So he can keep Zwelithini Mkhize until he is arrested in office. He has got no choice. So the only choice left for the president to save face is to actually remove Zwelithini Mkhize from the cabinet. Otherwise, the police are going to remove him.
Does he look weaker if it's done via the system? In other words, the police, he gets arrested. Or are we going to go through this dance again where charges are laid, then we have a situation where it goes to the ANC Ethical Committee and they make a recommendation, and that these things just go on and on, instead of people seeing swift justice? Now, we've spoken on the show a few times to the SIU, and they've been very, very reactive. They've been quick. They've tied this up, I think, incredibly quickly. If that could be followed up by a decision, a firm decision by the president, surely this could actually be a successful episode rather than just another one of these slow processes that just never seem to go anywhere.
Political side of it is always going to be tedious. Some of the newspapers have already been reporting that he's consulting widely about a possible cabinet reshuffle. I think it was a big step to have some form of a suspension of Zwelinkize or in terms of him going on special leave, whatever you want to call it. I think it's a major achievement.
Hmm.
The next achievement is to make sure that he does not go back to office and is given time to go and solve his criminal case in court and related matters. There will be, obviously, Zwelinkize himself does not want to go to jail, but is very well positioned to go to jail. So he may just as well join the other groups that are resisting imprisonment. But what we have got to actually recognize is that we are now at that position where the ANC, by its own decision and by the actions of the opposition parties, no longer goes into the security cluster, the justice cluster, and actually disrupts those clusters from actually doing their job in terms of imprisoning senior comrades of the African National Congress. So that facility is not available to Zwelinkize. Justice has got to take its course. What he can maneuver is try to mobilize the masses and do some political chaos inside the ANC. But in terms of the justice cluster itself or the security cluster itself, he has got no chance there.
He hasn't been to date associated with the Zuma faction, has he? This is him being corrupt in his own right.
Yes, he is corrupt in his own right. He is corrupt in his own right, one. Number two, he is corrupt as part of the systemic corruption that is in the African National Congress, right?
And that's what you were referring to earlier about Nelson Mandela's comment.
Yes. So it's not to say everybody started corruption because they first went to seek permission from Zuma or Zuma sent them to do something. When Zuma started his corruption career in the 90s, there were many comrades, the likes of Jackie Selebe, and so on, who had already started their careers, Tony Yeung, and they never consulted Zuma as such. Right. They were doing their own thing, and they continued to do their own thing. So there are many little gangster pockets, political mafioso, in the ANC who are operating independently. Others are operating inside the civil service. As people originally went to seek a job in broad daylight and got a job in broad daylight, and subsequently started as a criminal syndicate inside the state. So all of those things are going on. So you don't even need to join the Zuma faction to be a criminal. There are criminals in the CR17 Cyril Ramaphosa faction as well.
That's where we leave it, Sandile Swane, who is a political analyst, talking about whether President Cyril Ramaphosa has a choice in pronouncing Dr. Zweli Mkhize's future.